That's right. All this week, our star of the state is Oxford. We have a couple exciting things going on. First of all, today is the opening of their new library.
Yeah, the grand opening, man.
Yeah, so we'll be there between like 4 and 7 o'clock hanging out outside. You can go check out our street team, get some cool stuff. And also tomorrow, how we wrap up every star of the state is we give you free coffee. We'll be at Dunkin' Donuts, 71 Oxford Road, between 8 and 9 a.m. Just look for producer Christian, and he'll hook you up.
Yeah, nice deal, nice deal.
Yeah, and we always like to go out on the streets and talk to the people of the town, just learn a little bit more about it, and that's exactly what producer Christian did.
Hi, I'm Natalie.
Hey, Natalie, and how long have you lived in Oxford?
I've lived in Oxford for 2 years now.
What's the most haunted place in Oxford?
There is a very haunted cemetery. It's called the Guntown Cemetery in Nugatuck, and it's on the Oxford Nugatuck border. Supposedly, it's one of the most haunted cemeteries in Connecticut.
Well, I did a little research.
First thing, I'd like to just state that I'm haunted by the fact that she called Naugatuck Nugatuck.
Right? I thought the same
twice.
Thing. I did some research about the Guntown Cemetery.
Okay.
Some claim to have heard random music and laughter of children. Others have alleged that they've seen a man carrying a lantern leading a horse across the grounds, as well as a little boy playing by the back wall who simply vanishes. Still, others have claimed to have glimpsed a black dog who also quickly disappears.
I mean, it's nighttime. The dog's probably just going home.
Right. Just like kind of running away. You can't really see
him. That's the dude with the lantern. He's out there. Hey!
I mean, who has a lantern?
Spot!
Nobody's...
Spot!
Where are you?
Spot!
The lantern is actually a flashlight.
Good boy wants some bacon?
Yeah.
Good boy wants some bacon?
Okay.
That's how I get my boys back home.
All right.
Have you ever seen anything? Any sort of paranormal activity going on?
But once, I do have to say once, I was driving and the hair on the back of my neck stood up. And I just had this creepiest feeling. It was dark.
Yep.
I was driving by and I was just like, there was that feeling.
You know that feeling, though, when you get that feeling something's wrong,
right,
you know?
Right. I mean, but you were driving by. I mean, you didn't stop. The car didn't stop or anything. You didn't see anything in the airport. One time I drove by and I had a creepy feeling.
Well,
I like this girl. She's spicy.
So Oxford's town motto is Be Kind, Rewind. Did
okay.
you know that?
I did not.
If you had to rename the town's motto, what would you name it to?
I don't know. That's such a great motto, Be Kind, Rewind. I wouldn't change it. It alludes to erasing and starting over and giving everyone a second chance. And
wow.
I think that's so important.
I mean, when she first said that, I'm like, what is she talking about? That's a wacky motto.
And
but
then
now,
you were like, wow,
wait,
man,
she
that
hit
is deep.
Yeah.
Wow, she took it to a different level.
Right.
By the way, it should be stated that nobody anywhere has confirmed that this is actually the town motto, including the town selectman.
Right, it's true. Yeah. But it says it on their Wikipedia page, so there it has to be real.
We're not sure who's in control of that.
Do you guys have a specific town that you don't like?
So I know for football, Oxford plays Derby and Seymour. So I'm guessing one or both are rivals.
Can you talk smack about those towns?
Oh, yes. Derby is 1 mile across, I believe. If you can call it a town, I don't even know how it's called a town. They can't have a good football team.
I mean, her version
she's just
of
telling you
smack,
size matters.
She's like talking smack. She's like, it's a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What you gonna do about it?
Listen, when we're talking about football, size matters, she says.
Yep.
So Jackson's Cove Park.
Yes.
Have you ever been?
We have once, and I will never return.
Oh.
It gets very gross. The one time we did go, it was just murky. And why go there when you have the beach, you know, 25
right.
minutes away? Plus, you can't splash. They don't like you splashing or diving. The kids didn't have fun. Let me put it that way.
Well, I mean, if you can't splash or have fun.
You can't splash at open water?
I guess not. It's against the
strange,
rules.
I gotta say.
I really don't like when
strange.
People splash, though. I'm not against that rule, just
I don't
to be
know.
Honest.
We're just tearing on a body of water, though. And I feel like if this body of water had feelings, it should be able to defend itself.
All right. Our star of the state is Oxford. Don't forget, we'll see you at the library grand opening today at 4 o'clock and at Dunkin' Donuts, 71 Oxford Road in Oxford tomorrow between 8 and 9 a.m. where we're going to hook you up with some free coffee.
Like, I mean, the water can't control if it gets algae, all right? You need a topical ointment, clear that thing up, maybe a shot of penicillin, and you're going to be fine.